This is Near FM.
Weekday mornings from 11.
This is Northside Today.
Down here today in St. Bridget's Court, Killester, in the Care Food Kitchen in the old folks' estate. And I'm joined by Tom O'Brien, who's from the Board of Directors of Care Social Services, and Maria Jackson, who's Services Manager at Care Social Services. Firstly, thanks very much for having me down. I had to have a lovely bit of dinner. It's really, really nice.
Good. Delighted that you enjoyed.
Maria, we spoke in the summer. And when we were talking in the summer, you had one kitchen. Now you've got three. How's that had to coming about?
Yeah, we've three kitchens. Care Social Services charity. So obviously we've been looking at trying to bring the community spirit back into the areas which we look after. So we went looking to see in the different... assisted living accommodation belonging to Dublin City Council, what kitchens were closed. Care Social Services at one point did have seven of those kitchens in operation, and that's what we're looking to do, is reopen all of those kitchens and more. Absolutely, yeah.
Because of course that bring around straight away the question, if you're looking for more and more, the need is obviously out there for them.
The need is, yeah, of course it is, Mark. The need is out there for all of the kitchens to reopen. A lot of people in the community would be classed as being urban isolated, yeah. So they're possibly living in the small accommodation belonging to the residential area, and they probably don't see one person from one day to the other. So the whole idea of reopening these community kitchens is to bring people back in.
Yeah.
So they're sitting and they're chatting. People around us are sitting here now having their dinner, they're having a chat, they're having a laugh, and they're enjoying a hot nutritious meal while they're having a chat with people.
Yeah. And I suppose especially at this time of year, you know, when the weather's bad and roads are slippy and everything else and stuff like that, just giving people a place to go for an hour where they can sit down and have a chat is great for them as well.
Exactly. You mentioned as soon as you walked through the door the heat in here.
Yeah.
You know, I know today is not a bad, it's not a cold day outside, but it's quite a really nice warm environment to come into. You know, they're getting a three-course meal, they're sitting at a table, they're enjoying the chat, they're getting the cup of tea afterwards, there isn't any hurry on them to vacate. They're coming in out of the cold, and they're seeing people that live local to them who they may not have known.
Yeah, I suppose it just breaks up the cycle of the day. It gives you something to look forward to, something to say. Tom, if we could turn to you, on the board of directors at Care, how long have you been doing that?
I have been about 1970.
Wow.
That's 45 years ago, right?
What brought you into it in the first place?
Well, we had a very active curate in Killester. His name was Father Paddy Murphy, right? He's still alive. And he asked me would I get involved in the fundraising, right? And that's how brought me into the... again, the money was very scarce. It was a different situation that we're in now.
Yeah. Right?
As far as the money is concerned, the money was very, very, very small. Again, I suppose it wasn't required. It started off as more or less as a store for clothes for people who require it. Clothes they didn't want.
Mm-hmm.
And poor people who came in and they got the clothes. An overcoat or a hat or as the case may be.
Yeah.
So that's how
And I suppose in the 40-odd years, you've probably seen massive changes, haven't you?
Oh, total changes. You wouldn't recognise the building today.
Yeah.
Quite a lot of money was spent on refurbishing, more offices kind of be. It's a different... You wouldn't recognise it. Right?
Yeah, yeah. But the original need you might have seen in community when you just started back in the 70s, those kind of teams probably continue on through, no matter how generations change or everything else. The need for people has probably always been the same.
Yeah, I've seen Care in those days for the social service centre.
Yeah.
Right. And I think it was the first. The second one was Kilkenny. Now, Sister Stanislaus. You've heard of Sister Stanislaus,
yeah? Yeah.
Now, she was one of the platform that learned a lot from Care, right?
Yeah.
One of our directors, Alice O'Rourke, right, was herself and Sister Stanislaus, say, exchanged a lot of ideas in the late 60s, right?
Yeah.
The centre was set up in 1965. So at that stage, things were a different country.
Yeah, absolutely.
A completely different country.
But Sarban says the more things change, the more they stay the same.
Well, again, there's one thing, this problem today, not half amount of volunteers. The majority of people in 1965, 70s, were all volunteers in every sphere. Every sphere, be it the church, or be it the local community, were volunteers.
Yeah.
Because there was no money to pay anybody.
Yeah, well, that's true too. And I suppose, I mean, Maria, we spoke about this as well, the importance of volunteers is to your organisation is massive, because you have the Meals on Wheels service and everything else. And I suppose, again, that's another service at this time of year. It's vitally important that you keep it fully staffed.
Absolutely, yeah, of course it is. We're always looking for volunteers. So anybody out there who's interested in providing an hour a week, we'd like to volunteer. We deliver our meals 5 days a week in the Cluster, Artane, Mahini, Edenmore, Coolock and Dunamead areas. And we would be very appreciative of anybody who'd be interested in coming on board. Yeah. An hour a week, you know, if somebody wants to do a little bit to help out. It's a fantastic, rewarding thing to do.
And again, I suppose for the people who avail of that service, just to have maybe sometimes, I'm not saying everybody's
alone.
See,
the meal is only secondary.
Yeah.
Because number one, you're calling on people that you know how they're still alive.
Yeah.
Right? And I did it myself for a while, mm-hmm. right? And the biggest problem was when you went to a house, you couldn't leave it for an hour. Mm-hmm. You couldn't, because one woman in particular, she used to get letters from her brother, from her sister, right? And I had to read it 3 or 4 times, and she stopped to tell me the history.
Yeah.
And that was a service in itself, really. Yeah. That again, the biggest danger, of course, at the time is that people hadn't got the time. You know, I had the time at the time. Okay, I was retired.
Yeah.
But a lot of people haven't got the time. Because, okay, deliver. If you can get into a house with the meal, say hello, see the people say all right, deliver the meal, and go to the next people.
Yeah.
And now you do a lot of meals in an hour, wouldn't you? Mm-hmm.
And there's probably a great peace of mind in that for the client as well, because at least maybe they get up in the morning and they're not feeling the best and they're feeling a bit under the weather. At least they know there's somebody coming.
Exactly.
Rather than facing.
And they look forward to it.
Yeah, rather than 3 or 4 days where they mightn't see anybody.
Exactly.
Or longer.
And it's a friendly face coming to the door. And as we had said in the past, you know, if the person doesn't open the doors, the follow up to find out where they are.
Yeah.
You know, God forbid and all harm, if it is somebody on the floor and there's a dinner or a meal due expected, you know, between kind of 12 o'clock and 1 o'clock, that person on the floor knows somebody's coming.
Yeah, absolutely.
Exactly.
Yes, that's what I think is terrible, that a person, an old person, and not very old, who've been lying there for maybe a week.
Yeah.
And nobody sees, you know, that everybody now is all doors are closed.
Yeah.
You've got to make an appointment to visit the house.
Yeah. I suppose, you know, we keep hearing now we're living longer, we're all going to live longer. So this isn't something that this is probably something that a vast majority of us are going to find ourselves in that position, you know, touch wood, at some stage of life. And, you know, it's vital that services like care are keep going and they're encouraged to keep going. Like you say, you're trying to grow the service again and open up with 3-4 more of these.
And the rest. We'd like to expand massively, absolutely.
Yeah.
Because there's quite a lot of these community kitchens that are closed.
Yeah.
You know, people living in a very small local area, and they're living in a very small accommodation.
Uh-huh.
And for them to come out into a community kitchen where they can sit and have company and they're getting their hot, nutritious meal.
Yeah.
Do you know, but there's quite a lot of these that are closed.
Yeah.
All around the country now, not just in Dublin.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Like, where does the ultimate responsibility for that lie? It's obviously at some sort of governmental level, ultimately.
And that's why, you know, we're completely reliant on the government to do something, and we all know that may not happen. So that's why, you know, the likes of ourselves with the care social services are trying to get out there and do it for the community.
Yeah. And just, you know, for yourselves at care and people in others, other agencies, do you have to work hand in hand with other agencies?
Absolutely.
Before you were telling us about some of the other agencies you work with, and you just work hand in hand. You were talking about the Feeding the Homeless,
Inner City Helping Homeless.
You're saying you work with them as well.
Yeah.
And if there's donations you get that you can't use, you pass it on to them.
Absolutely.
Which is a
great. And we would
pass
on to the local refuge as well.
Yeah.
So there's quite a lot of we would avail of through Food Cloud. We would avail of donations with food, surplus food that is not ready to, you know, be wasted. It's quite viable food, and for a lot of the donation food that isn't suitable for our service, because quite a lot of it may not be suitable for being delivered out in a Meals on Wheels meal. Some of it would be more catered for children, and they would go to the local refuge and that. A lot of the colder meats and cheeses and breads and that would go to the inner city helping homes to make the sandwiches and that,
You mentioned food cloud.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we've talked about this before, but people are going to hear you saying food cloud, and they're going to go, what the hell is food cloud? Maybe you could just elaborate a little bit on what it is.
Food cloud is a concept which two very enterprising young ladies brought about in Ireland, Aveen and Isolt, and it's an amazing experience where they enlightened, I suppose, Ireland into what is happening with surplus food that mm-hmm. was being wasted. So it's a lot of the bigger suppliers now are linked in through Food Cloud. And what they do is they donate food that they would have in the past wasted. They donate that on now to charities to use in the various different ways. With ourselves, we use it in our kitchens here where we are and in our Meals on Wheels provision. Yeah.
No, because I mean, it's probably one of the greatest sins of the last 20 or 30 years we've seen. I mean, we've all seen the amount of food that just gets wasted. I mean, we're all probably guilty of it in our homes. If there's something up in the press, I'll have that, and it is simple. I mean, on a mass level, you know, retail outlets and stuff like that, the amount of food that it's actually a sin.
It is a sin. Now, obviously, with, you know, something that we may use at home, you know, for ourselves, may not be suitable for using in the cooking and preparing the meals for elderly people. So that's something that we're very mindful of with our chefs in the kitchen. You know, it's all well and good for us at home to be using some
and very skilled chefs they are too.
Absolutely.
Having a lovely bit of dinner here. But listen, Maria,
that was one of the recession reawakened this situation we're in at the moment for providing meals to the homeless people or the people due to recession who have lost their jobs.
Absolutely.
Right. That would never have happened here if we had kept going up in the cloud, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's one other thing that before we finish it, we were talking about this while we were having some detail, is people around it in the community. If anybody wants to drop in.
If anybody would like to drop in to any of the kitchens in St. Bridget's Court in Colestra, in Rosevale Court in Raheny on the corner of the Hoth Road, and into St. Anne's Court, also in Raheny, they can avail of a meal, absolutely.
Come in and get
They'd
that nice
very
three-course meal.
Absolutely.
And, happy days for the price, as we said, of a cup of tea and a sandwich.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Absolutely. Well, listen, Maria, it's always great talking to you.
Thanks for
inviting me down here today. Thanks for feeding me.
You're very welcome, Mark.
Saving me having to go home and make a bit of dinner. And Tom, it's been great meeting you, and I look forward to talking to you again. And happy Christmas to you both.
And same to you.
Thank you very much.
This is Near FM.
Weekday mornings from 11.
This is Northside Today.